This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. The U.S. state of Texas Wednesday became the first state with more than 1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. California closed in on that mark as the surge of coronavirus infections engulfs the United States. Texas, the second most populous state, has recorded more than 1 million coronavirus cases and over 19,000 deaths since the outbreak began in early March. That's according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. has recorded over 240,000 deaths and more than 10.3 million confirmed infections, with new cases soaring to all-time highs of well over 120,000 per day over the past week alone. Health experts have blamed the increase in part of the onset of cold weather and growing frustration with mask wearing and other precautions. Steps are being taken around the country to try to stop the spread of the coronavirus. More from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
In New York, restaurants, bars, and gyms will have to close by 10 p.m. No private gatherings of more than 10 people. In Indiana,
we are in the midst of a second surge.
Governor Eric Holcomb is bringing back some restrictions that limit crowd sizes and extends a mask mandate.
Unfortunately, too many of us and around the country have let our guards down and either assumed we won't get it, or if we do, so be it.
In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Mayor Paul Ten Haken said no to a mask mandate.
I believe the small uptick in compliance we will see are not worth the community division that this will create.
Violators would have been fined $50. I'm Ed Donahue.
And temperature and COVID-19 symptom checks like the ones used at schools and doctor's offices have again proved inadequate, according to a study of Marine recruits that found despite these measures and strict quarantines before they started training, the recruits still spread the virus. This is VOA News. Japan is opposing any actions that escalate tension in the East and South China Seas. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said on Wednesday as he wrapped up a trip to Vietnam and Indonesia. But he added that Tokyo was not aiming at an Asian NATO to contain any specific country. Suga's four-day visit to the two Southeast Asian countries, his first overseas trip since taking office last month, is part of Japan's efforts to bolster ties with key regional countries amid concerns about China's growing assertiveness in the region. His trip follows a meeting in Tokyo this month of the Quad, an informal group of India, Australia, Japan, and the United States that Washington sees as a bulwark against China's growing regional influence. China has denounced the grouping of the four democracies as a mini-NATO aimed at containing its development. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad on Wednesday blamed U.S. sanctions and pressure on the United Nations and Syria's neighbors for the return of more than 5 million refugees who fled the conflict there to return. Of Syria's 17 million people, 5.5 million are living as refugees in a region mostly in Turkey, and a further 6 million are uprooted within their own country. Of Syria's 17 million people, 5.5 million are living as refugees in the region, mostly in Turkey, and a further 6 million. Assad said millions of refugees were being forced to stay in host countries by pressure or intimidation, and that host states were enticing them financially while benefiting from international aid for them. Western countries and all of Syria's neighbors, with the exception of Lebanon, say conditions are not safe for the voluntary return of refugees, many of whom fled from Russian and Syrian government bombing of their towns during the course of the decade-old conflict. Bahrain's Crown Prince Sheikh Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa is taking over as his country's prime minister after the death of the world's longest-serving prime minister at the age of 84. Sheikh Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa, who died on Wednesday, repeatedly put down opposition unrest during a half-year century in power. Bahrain has long seen confrontation between the Sunni Muslim ruling family and opposition with roots in the country's Shiite majority, with political stalemate entrenched by a security crackdown that occurred in the most recent years. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
We'll